Coach, first off, congratulations on being named the new head coach of Cornell basketball here. You've had a really unique journey, starting out as a recruit to a scout team player. You know, you've been through the ranks here. Have you had time to really reflect on, your journey throughout Cornell and now where you are today?
You know, honestly, I mean, the search and kind of preparing for it and thinking about, the vision for the program helped me reflect a little bit. Kind of fast, so probably not as much as I want to, and but it definitely helped, to think about the journey and how all of that shaped, what I believe in. It's a little different, now being one seat over, but hopefully I don't change too much who I am and what my values are. So yeah, I mean, I'm thankful for the search and the process and being able to talk about it, because it definitely helped me like crystallize what I see for this place.
And could you tell the listeners why you decided to throw your hat into the ring in the first place and kind of, as you said, move over to the next seat?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a, aspiration of mine, clearly, and I enjoy what we have going on with the players in the program now. They're all great people, and the place is important to me. So, just to continue to get back to it, how I can, and this is one of the ways to be in this position and kind of help bring hopefully some good basketball to Cornell, but more than anything, you try to shape the lives of these guys and affect, their path going forward. So, I mean, there's no better way to do it than being, the head coach of this program and to try to have an impact somehow on both the university and the players.
And you talked about giving back to Cornell, and you are not the first alumni to go on to be head coach. You think Mike Schaefer for hockey, Connor Busick for lacrosse, Mike Gray wrestling. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, what makes this place just so special for alumni to kind of transition into coaching positions here?
That's a great question. I've been wondering, thinking about that too a little bit, like what is about it. There's like a unique connection to the place, I think. The university is special and different in a lot of ways, and so you come here, if you're recruited by other places, and you come here and visit, if it speaks to you, it's so crystal clear right away. That was my experience, and I'm sure if you asked those other coaches you mentioned, they would say the same thing. Like, it really connects and speaks to you. And so I think that's the initial impression as a recruit, and then it's helpful probably to have a good experience as a student athlete and win some games, and we all kind of want to keep that going and keep feeling those feelings, and I think help future generations have a similar type of experience that we have.
And during your introduction, you thanked many people, but really three names that stood out. Of course, the coach, Steve Donahue, that recruited you to Cornell, but also Bill Courtney and Brian Earle, who you were an assistant coach for. How have those three kind of really shaped you and helped you develop as a head coach and also shape your philosophy as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're all amazing leaders and different people. So I think you take something from everyone. Coach Donahue is an amazing basketball coach, and as a player you don't really see the behind the X's and O's too much, but you see kind of his presence and like his poise and how he managed us, and like what was the perfect balance to me of like intense but also caring, and so you knew that he was there for us, and so that's why we're all so close to him to this day. Like he cared and had our backs, so I hope to be that way. Coach Courtney, like one of the best people I think I've ever met, and just engaging and dynamic and charismatic, and he has some strengths that I like as a person I don't, so like I think I became more like that around him, just to come out of my shell a little bit and be that person, at least when I need to be, and recruiting and talking with the players and how to navigate conversations and relationships. And Coach Earl, like that, I really cut my teeth with him and being involved in all aspects of the program and decision making and recruiting, scouting, on the courts, just everything. And so I think his ability to let his assistants run with things and work hard and grow was awesome, and just he's a pretty special leader in terms of his commitment to like finding the right way to do things, and that kind of, that led us to how we are playing currently. So he's a unique thinker, and so I hope I've taken some of those lessons from him too.
And you mentioned, you know, Coach Carroll, and, you know, this past season was obviously tremendous for you guys. 20-plus wins, a postseason appearance. If you had to look back right now over not just this past year but over the last few years, what do you think has been kind of the biggest catalyst for this recent success?
I mean, I think being a little different does help, but more than anything, I think it's the players, you know, and their willingness to buy into something that was very, very different and requires a lot of unselfishness and giving of themselves and of minutes and like personal accolades on their part. And so I honestly think that's the biggest part of it. We coach and our staff, we could have come up with the greatest ideas and scheme, but if the players don't buy in and don't believe in it and aren't able to sacrifice like they have, then it wouldn't have worked. So it's all about the guys to me.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about them for a sec because, you know, right after you were introduced, I mean, they kind of almost swarmed around you basically to get a picture. I mean, what does that say just about the camaraderie of this team and how much they already look up to you?
Yeah, I mean, it makes me feel good. I mean, I owe them so much. You know, they work really hard, and we work as coaches work hard with them. You know, like that's part of it. You're in the trenches with them a little bit and sweating on the court, and to know that they appreciate that and they appreciate the relationship that I have with them, that matters. I mean, that's ultimately why you do it, to it's not to be friends with them, but it's to like make an impact and make sure, and you know that you're positively affecting their lives somehow. So I mean, yeah, of course it feels great, and they're all so close together apart from me, like they love each other, and to see them all together and celebrating this was special.
Yeah, last question for you here. What do these next few weeks look like in terms of, you know, adding to the coaching staff, recruiting, you know, all sort of that to kind of ramp up for next season already?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky that recruiting in the Ivy League is it's different than the rest of the country. You know, we have some high school freshmen that are ready to come, and we're excited about them. And we'll look in the transfer portal or, you know, maybe junior college to see if there's a transfer fit. So we're looking to see if there's a fit there. But mostly now it's about, you know, hiring coaching staff for sure that are good fits, and we can get in here to work with the guys and get to know them before they go home. And just taking advantage of the next month. We have a few weeks left before they go home. And so really, I told them yesterday when we worked out, I want them to play and have fun, enjoy being together and trying new things. I don't want it to be so much of me dictating and coaching. I want it to be the coaching and X's and O's are for the fall and the winter, and this is for guys to try new things and grow. And so that's what I hope for the next month or so.
Coach, thanks again and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.